Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering the powerful impact of two small words, I'm sorry. And today's topic is teaching our kids to say, I'm sorry. A child's immaturity makes them prone to saying and doing things that wrong others. When this happens, discipline can easily overshadow the importance of an apology. But a wise parent will deal with both. There was such an occasion when a teacher said something hurtful to my son Alex in front of his class. Unfortunately, Alex shot back with a remark that infuriated the teacher and resulted in Alex receiving a demerit. Alex called me on the phone, and at the first sound of his voice, I could tell that he was very shaken. After hearing all the details, I too felt as though he had been done wrong. But I also knew it was wrong for him to respond the way that he did. Here are the instructions I gave him that day. Alex, we have two situations to deal with. Now, we cannot control how he handles his mistake, but we can control how you handle yours. You are going to apologize to that teacher, and how conveniently would it be to apologize to him in private when you offended him in front of the class? So tomorrow you will ask your teacher for permission to make a public apology. But what about his wrong? Alex asked. To which I replied, we're going to let him deal with his wrong, and you're going to stand up like a man and do what is right. As difficult as it was to do, Alex did exactly as I instructed, and in time, the teacher apologized as well. This was an opportunity to teach a child a lesson in the value of proper apology. Our society has slipped to such a low level of discipline that schools now employ school resource officers. These officers are called in when children get out of hand beyond the control of their teacher. This is not the fault of the school system. This is the fault of parents failing to teach their children valuable lessons like knowing when and how to apologize. Don't leave this important lesson to others to teach to your children. Begin with the next offense and use it as an opportunity to teach your child a valuable lesson that will benefit them for a lifetime. And join me again tomorrow as we cover the benefits of saying, I'm sorry. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.